Morgan and Destiny's 11th date, the Zeppelin Zoo. It was a shiny bright earth spin, and the up over was a sheeny cobaltic blue fist. High up top, the big smoke, the Zeppelin Zoo whisked through the geogas. It was a balloonic arc, a sky safari. Extra factly, on this persecuted earth spin, it was the date place for our man Morgan M. Morganson and his love buddy Destiny. The passion pair love strolled through the animalian paw tangled. Their sea globes met, flit tweets bar locked, fin beasts tanked and primates prisonized. Destiny superlated the snuffalunks, lollified the long necks, and rapturized the black masked rare bears as they bamboozled. Bag hidden in Destiny's paw pouch, Madame Bollifer, Destiny's pamperfied purr pet, sea peeped over bag, then re-snuggled backwards, disimpressed. The love buddies proximated themselves to Rare Bear's treat buddy, and there, costumated as a monochromic rare bear, stood the food panda, lemon-faced as ever. The duo partook in a pair of pink fluff pops. Destiny masticated her sugar stick saxifragus, and Morgan haberdashed. So hornified was he that he was blinkerfied to the slinkish arrivement of Lionel, Destiny's pre-now love buddy. Smarterific lothariator. Morgan spit swallowed at the sight of this regalite, this masculine heart stealer. Oh, he was a brazeful and bashless calfrag, this one. Morgan was shock shook out of his glaze by a from a flabbergastic Destiny. Madame Bollifer had disapparated, fleed the refugious innards of Destiny's paw pouch, and gone catabout.
Oh, tragedous wrong hap! What uber-humalian, what alpha knight will re-facilitate my flitchuous fluff friend?
The mustached suitors locked to squinter seagulls. The competing California seagulls and brothers for the cutish catgirl. Lion dove and dashed when Morgan creeped up her called, but the perjurous purrhead was no worse than seagulled. Luck lacking, Morgan slumped down Pete onto a long tree person holding beside the food penguin who so happened to be on his work gap. The gent was chopping a speary eat stick, a mouse cub kebab of impaled field furries, their pink eyes scare stuck, their ringlet tail strings rigor mortised. Morgan hammocked his top bulb in his person paws and let a long stream of air out of his face hole.
I see your perjurous purr pet has embodied the purr beast,
benefacted the food penguin, a tail string twinkling betwixt his citrus lips. Sure as earth spins, there in the big made purr beast's bar box was Madame Bullifer, cutish snuggled under the purr beast's enormous paw and jubified to the max. As Morgan fastly vicinitated himself to the bar box for his fluffy feet, lion operated, duel ready. Bashless, the mal suitor uprolled his arm covers and brawl begged.
Deparalyze my poorly purpet!
A dinger dinged, and the leisure spot hence came a duelish pain pit. The flap gabbits fat slapped, duck dove and fleet jigged, slam bam, limb cranked, flank yanked, and pry locked in their duel dance. Out muscled, Morgan was fastly grounded. The opportunist Lionel backstepped, primed for a grand slam. Same time, the occasionally blue Morgan fast flung his yurch stick into Lionel's pain path. Mid murderous lurch, Lionel silly slipped on the food trap, sending mouse morsels skydiving into the purr-beast's paw box. Lionel leaped, delicious yuck pudding, and down slammed. Gogglebirds tweeted circlish round Lionel's dazed head front. Morgan uprighted himself, pummelfied. He fast glanced spied that the big-maned jungle giant was now divertously nomming the catapultous yurch treat. The purr pet was guardless. Morgan chest puffed and peril paired himself. Destiny lash flapped, butterflated as her true alpha knight shimmied the bar box. Our day saver slinked into the danger den and pad soft, toe stepped petwards. He paw-scooped Madame Bollifer into his top limbs and fastly exit-aimed. Still ground-bound, that dastardly dipstick, Lionel cat-called, diverting the jungle beast from his eat-bait and vectorizing his feline sea-globes to our man Morgan. Morgan fast-footed safe-word, supernova speedish, the growled purr-monster, yavish at his leg ends, Destiny master sea-globes with person paw, two-tongue tangled with spectres. In an awe feat of wowness, Morgan spring-palted somersaultish and down-dropped to the safe and sound with Madame Bollifer tight-locked under him. Destiny quickish snuggled her freed fluff friend. then angled Bambi-eyed Morganwards. Her head front was awash with a precious butterflation and full heart love lust. Lionel, diminuated and ungruntled, his alpha state debunked, slinked into the no place, self-saying some jibber-jack about an after-now avengement. Adam Bolifer frisbeed an info square to the blub-trolling jungle giant, the enormous kitten lip-lifted, jubilated to have acquainted this new pur-pal. Destiny snuggle broke, suddenish, and touched her bottom lip with her top jumpers. Linguistic love pouring, then full face lip locked his little buddy. Morgan shot a solo sea globe at the panda dressed propane person, the food bringer lip lifted, decapitated his red hair head cover, and disapparated, leaving the love joint to consummate their recoupling. And as the great boy of Paul pushed away the skags of suburban civilization, little did they comprehend this enormity contained not only a plethora of red pants, but also a duet of the most felicitous persons in the full globe infinispace, Morgan M. Morganson and his destiny.